You are listening to The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda.
Okay, we're going to chat about the Joburg Library in just a moment or so. But, you know, we often get callers who want to raise some issues. And one such caller with a concern is Stan from Pretoria. So, Stan, we spoke about, I think, about a week ago. You're back live on The National Pulse. Hello.
Hello, Pablo. How are you, sir?
I'm very good indeed. So, I understand you want to raise something and you want to share with the nation, right? So, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to thank you, Ashraf, and also the rest of them, because I'm a paraplegic that was robbed in Soshanguve Crossing, and I was crying that they took my rent money and my special laptop that paraplegic used. And I'd like to say some good Samaritans has managed to give me a new laptop. So now I'm just trying to get a place to sleep and to stay because of the rent, but I've got a brand new laptop and thanks to your show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, you know, yes, we got you on air and it just shows you the power. We did this on air. And then as Keys, my DJ, did that, we then had an anonymous caller who listened in, wanted to be anonymous, and said, I will assist Stan with a laptop. And I understand you've already got the laptop, right? Which is fantastic.
I've already got the laptop, yeah. And the program has already been set in. Yes, well, so at least one thing is going right.
Oh,
one
that's fantastic. Right. I'm glad. You know what? You see, the National Pulse is a driver of change, and we do just that. Well, whether we intend or not, it's the audience, the listeners, who are actually sharing this. So thank you. Thank you for letting us know, Stan. This is fantastic. But I'm glad that the anonymous listener came up and said, hey, I want to help Stan. Stan's the man. Thank you so much, right? Okay, talking about the laptop and you know, knowledge seeking, does it surprise you that the Joburg library is closed? I mean, I went to that library often as a lightie. Well, first I couldn't go because it was for whites only. So we went to the black library, the much smaller one near Sower Street, I think it is. Then when this big library was open to all of us, I went like 3-4 levels, if I'm not mistaken. So you sometimes forget that it's been closed. Okay. And the reason I know that is because they're called to reopen it. There's a demand, in fact, to the mayor of Joburg to say reopen or else. David Fleming is with me, the Joburg Heritage Foundation chair. David, appreciate your time. You're live with the National Pulse. Hello.
Hi, Ashraf. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I wasn't quite aware that how long the library has been closed. So how long and why?
Well, it's a very good question. The library was closed for lockdown with everything else in 2020. And then in 2021, in May, the city issued a statement saying that the building is unsafe for human occupation and has to remain closed pending, I think, a 45 million rand renovation, which they said should be completed sometime in the 2025 financial year. We, as the Heritage Foundation, found this a little bit excessive, especially since the library had about 100 million rand renovation in 2010, partly funded by the Carnegie Foundation in America. Mm. So we were asking questions. We were trying to engage with the city and the JDA as the implementing agency to ask them, you know, what are the reports that this closure is based on and some more information about it. And after a bit of, you know, pushing, we managed to get some of the reports, and we even managed to get a site visit with some of our experts. We brought along an architect and two engineers to have a look with the city's representatives. The finding of our engineers is that there is work to be done. There's some leaking in the roof, and the most importantly, the fire suppression system has been installed, but it was never commissioned after all these years. So our finding was that the library can be partially reopened to the public while repairs are ongoing, as in certain sections can be opened, and as they repair different sections, other sections can be reopened. We see no reason why the library should remain entirely closed to the public for what will be 5 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. So what has been the response? Because, I mean, a lot of the latest demand I saw, and pretty, I couldn't come there over the weekend, but I saw lots of protests, I think, on Saturday, right? It's directed to the mayor, right? So why him, and what has been the mayor's response?
So the protest on Saturday was actually, I'm actually quite annoyed that we had to have a protest, because all we've been asking for is honest and open engagement with the city, that they engage with the civil society and with the citizens of Johannesburg and, you know, tell us what the story is and what's going on. We couldn't get timelines out of them. We couldn't get anything out of them, really. And communication has been very poor from the city side. They still haven't replied to us directly. They only reply through through media statements, essentially. So following our protest, in which we pointed out our concerns and our findings, and we asked for a response within 7 days, to the city's credit, we did get a response. They issued a statement today stating basically that, no, they're sticking to their guns. The city is, the library is not up to code and has to remain closed until 2025, sometime in 2025. And on the plus side, they have allocated 25 million rand to repairing the library and getting it up to code. However, that is still not quite what we are trying to engage with. We think that every day the library remains closed is a violation of the rights of the people of Johannesburg. You know, there is a right to access of information. Yeah. The library isn't just about books. It runs literacy programs. It has 120 workstations with free Wi-Fi for students and scholars. It has a daily reading room where daily newspapers and magazines are brought in for the people to use. And, of course, there's a massive collection of really irreplaceable archival material that's sitting in the library that researchers can't access. So we want the city to engage with this matter as a matter of urgency and to find ways to reopen sooner rather than just say, no, it has to remain closed in its entirety until we're good and ready. And that's kind of where we're at the moment.
All right. So, I mean, you sort of partially answered the one question, which is like, you know, where are all those books? Because I have this image of, you know, the Joburg Library of, you know, when you think of the bank vaults in the Harry Potter movie and you get just so much, it's just, you just don't stop seeing all these vaults, right? I have that image of that library. It's huge, right? So what's happened to the books?
Well, the good news is that on our site visit, the collection and the books are all okay at this stage. We are very concerned that there is no effective fire suppression system in the library. As I said, as part of the big renovation in 2010, they did install a gas-driven fire suppression system because you can't use water, obviously, with all the paper. So they have installed it, but they never commissioned it, as in they never turned it on. And that's, you know, many years later. So we are concerned about that. But the actual physical condition of the collections are all okay from what we could see. And you are quite right. That library is not just the building that you see. It's like an iceberg.
Yeah.
The stacks, which is what they call all the storage units, go down multiple levels into the ground, underground. And those stacks, the public's not allowed access to those stacks, but that's where the librarians go to retrieve some of this archival material. And there are, I should say, more than 1.5 million books inside that library that are currently not available to the public.
Well, who wants to become a millionaire? That's exactly the point, isn't it? Well, let's leave it at that, David. I look forward to actually going there because, I mean, I you know, for the record, I love books. I only give people gifts. When I give them gifts, I give them books. And I always say one of the key factors for me as a career in a broadcaster is because of my ability to read a lot aloud when I was a young lightie. That's really the bottom line. So let's end with this. We want to keep in touch with the story. It reflects the national pulse. So whenever things develop, you better tell us about it. We need to cover it. David, thanks for your time. Absolutely. David Fleminger, the Johannesburg Heritage Foundation Chair. Joburg Library closed for 5 years.